Good morning, church. Happy holidays. And wish every one of us a happy Easter. I also want to welcome those who are joining us on all the social platforms, Facebook and Zoom. I say to you all, grace and peace. Sister Christina, it's nice to see your face. Happy Easter to you all. Amen. Today we are celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ from the dead. Jesus Christ is our risen King. He indeed rose from the dead, victorious over death. His resurrection was witnessed by our church fathers, by his disciples, the apostles of old, validated by scriptures. And today and for all eternity, stands enthroned over all creation. And for this, we're eternally grateful to God that he not only gave us Jesus to die, but by the operation and the power of God's Spirit, he raised him up after 3 days. Hallelujah. You know, the truth of the resurrection of Jesus, it changes everything. It changes our way of life, our theology. And for us as believers, it is the most important news of all. But for some, the story of the resurrection of Jesus remains a fairy tale. They say it is scientifically impossible for somebody to die and after 3 days be raised from the dead. They say it can never happen, it has never happened. And believe me, it will never happen again. Because in the history of mankind, there has never been a report that somebody died, someone died, buried, and after 3 days, he rose from death. Appeared to many for over the span of 40 days and was literally taken up before men by the clouds into heaven. It has never happened. But in this case, for our Lord and Savior, it did happen. And that singular event changed the course of history. Brought hope to humanity and to creation itself. And from the text, the Bible reading we had, maybe we should go back to it. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 12 to 22. And for some few minutes, I want us to consider from this text, you know, the costly implications and the negatives that would have come upon humanity, especially the sect of people that call themselves Christian, if Christ had not risen from the dead. If there is no resurrection, if Jesus had not risen from the dead, Apostle Paul says then all Christians, inclusive of you and myself, are all liars. I want you to look at verse 15. Let me start from verse 14. It says, if Christ be not risen, then our preaching is vain, your faith is vain, and we have found false witnesses of God. Because what? We testified of God that he raised up Christ. We are found to be false witnesses of God. Because we testify that God raised him from the dead. If Jesus had not been raised from the dead, then every one of us, with my brother here, Brother Ubong, who has recited for us, you know, beautiful songs and poems, every one of us that has testified of the resurrection of Jesus, we have been a liar. I want you to consider the implication for a moment. What Paul is saying here is this, that everything, the apostles, Paul included, and all the writers of scriptures, all the prophecies of scriptures, right from Genesis to the great prophecy that Isaiah gave, not only of the birth, the life, his death, and his resurrection of the Lord, all of them will be a lie. And I tell you, the apostles of Jesus, particularly Apostle Paul and Peter and James and those who gave us the New Testament, they will just be part of, one of the greatest hoaxes ever perpetrated upon mankind. Everything will be a lie. It would have meant that this group of people actually stole the body of Jesus and then claimed that he had been raised from the dead. Not only will the apostles, be liars, but also everyone since the apostles who has claimed that resurrection actually took place will be a lie. Everyone in history. Just consider that implication for a moment. That will include Augustine, the great man of faith. That will include our beloved brother John Calvin, Martin Luther, D.L. Moody, even this great evangelist, Billy Graham, and all the great men that had gone ahead of us testifying and preaching of Jesus, not just his death, but his resurrection, would have been a lie. Then look at verse 14, another costly implication this would have meant if Jesus had not resurrected. He says, our preaching is vain. If Christ be not risen, our preaching is vain. Our faith also is what? Is vain. You know what that would have meant? Now all this time you have invested in church, all the sacrifices you have made and you continue to make to the worship of the Lord is all wasted. How many of you recognize that your presence in church, in this gathering of God's saint, attracts to you a blessing? That's a blessing in appearing before the Lord and his people. But if Jesus had not been raised from the dead, all the sacrifices and all the time you had invested in your service of him, your appearance in church and gathering of the saints of God would have been wasted. And then listen to this. All the sermons that you could have ever, listened to in your life, and all the message I would have, could have ever have preached in my life would have been what? Worthless. And then this scripture, this Bible, we cherish so much that we regard as the word of God to us would just be reduced to nothing. It would just be an elaborate lie. The whole putting together of scripture would just be to us, a bunch of lies. If Christ had not been raised from the dead. So you can't even begin to think about these negatives, this costly implication, had our Lord not been raised from the dead. These implications are grave. And that the more reasons why, like my brother said, this season for us should be the most celebrated of all the Christian religious season. This is the best news. That humanity could wish for. That Jesus did not only die, but he was raised from the dead. That changes everything. That reality changed everything. And you only have to tweak these negatives for you to see the blessings that Easter, that the resurrection of Jesus has brought on us today. You only have to tweak it. And from verse 17, look at our text. If Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, and yet you are in your sins. You know what is the implication of that? Instead of saying the negative, that we're not still in our sins, we can say positively now that because of the resurrection of Jesus, we have been forgiven of our sins. You can be so confident that you are no longer in your sins because Jesus is risen from the dead. The foundation of every blessing, every other blessing from God, is that God won't hold our sins against us, right? That is the foundation of God's dealings with us. Everything hangs on the forgiveness of our sins. Our hope of eternal life with God. Our hope of escape from eternal damnation hangs on this very thing, that our sins will be forgiven. Blessed is the man to whom God will impute righteousness without what? Without works. So because of the resurrection of Jesus, we can put our hand on our chest and be so confident to assert and to believe and to confess that we are no longer what? In our sins. But we say, some might argue, isn't the price of our sins, or the price for our salvation, wasn't it paid on the cross? If you look at verse 3 of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. He does agree with that thought. He says, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." The ultimate price for our redemption was paid by Christ on the cross. But the connection this has with resurrection is very important. Quickly come with me to Romans. Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4 and look at verse 25. Romans chapter 4. And look at verse 25. He says, he was delivered for our offenses. He was handed over to death as a result of our transgressions, but was raised again for our justification. He was raised on account of our justification. Yes, on the cross, he fully paid the price for our redemption. But God had to raise Jesus from the dead to validate our forgiveness of sins and to vindicate the Son's righteousness and also to celebrate the work of justification. This is the best news that we could ever hope for. As a people, that you are no longer in your sins. Your sins have been forgiven because Jesus rose from the dead. Hallelujah. I've been forgiven of our sins. Verse 14 of our text, it also says that it will mean that your faith is in vain. Now, when you tweak that, what the resurrection of Jesus brought to us is that our faith is well founded. Our trust and our belief in Christ, they are what? Well founded. Jesus is someone who is trustworthy. Someone that you can put your trust and your faith in him. Your sacrifices, your belief, what the world would term as foolishness, it's not in vain. It's not in vain. Remember what Apostle Paul, the encouragement he brought to the church in Thessalonians. We read it in our Bible study last Thursday. It says, knowing that your labors of love in Christ is not in vain. It's never in vain. A payday is coming for all our sacrifices. For all that you do for the Lord and for his people, that's a payday that is coming. I don't know where our brother came from this morning. He gave a testimony. I don't know whether now he stays on the island. That you wake up and travel those kilometers to come and worship the Lord. That is a payday. That you give offerings and make sacrifices, that the work of God will continue, that is a payday. It's not in vain. This Jesus can be trusted. He will never let us down. Amen. Paul says in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, says, the life that I live now, I live by the faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I'm not foolish. My commitment, my service, my worship of the Lord is not in vain. Why? Because of Resurrection Sunday. It's not in vain. Brethren, I want us to be encouraged, be lifted. because your Lord, he cometh soon, even as he has promised. That's a payday. You know, it also means, look at verse 15. It says, yea, we have found false witnesses of God because we have testified of God that God had raised him from the dead. Now, tweak that. What do you see? It means that everything that we have learned from Scripture, everything that we have ever believed from Scriptures, and all the apostles of old, that by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit gave us this holy writ from God, they are true witnesses of God and of Christ. You know, today people say that there is no absolute truth. Okay? Something that is true now and always, you know, whether you know it or you like it, you know. But Jesus says in the Gospel of John, says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he rose from the dead to do what? To vindicate that claim. And now he has a right to tell us what is absolutely true. Because in the resurrection of Jesus, God proved him to be absolute truth. Praise the Lord. And this is another important one. Paul says that of all men, we are to be the most what? Envied. You know, sometimes we don't really appreciate enough what we have, who we are in Christ. Look at verse 19. It says, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now tweak it to the other way, because resurrection took place. It happened. Jesus is risen. What a glorious proposition that awaits us in Christ when he returns. Will we reign with him? Do you realize that? The Bible says we will see him as he is. In his presence, together with our Lord, we will worship the Almighty for all eternity. Let's not look down on ourselves. Don't let men look down on you because of your faith and commitment in Christ. You are the blessed. Of all men, we are the most to be envied. We are the privileged ones, the blessed ones. And we must be eternally grateful that we have been called into the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, there's that song, that you know, old song we used to sing those days. I'm so glad I belong to Jesus. I belong to Jesus. I belong to the Lord. If you are, please join me singing that song. I'm so glad I belong to Jesus. I belong to Jesus. I'm not sure you are. I'm not sure you know exactly who you are and what awaits you. The privileges, the blessings that have become yours because of resurrection. If you are, please sing that song like you mean it. I am so glad I belong to Jesus. Oh yes, I belong. Oh yes, I belong to the Lord. I'm so glad I belong to Jesus. I belong to Jesus. I belong. Let the world see it. Let them hear us sing that song. Let our lifestyle, our communication, our dealings with the world, let it show that we are the blessed. We are the privileged ones. We're not to hide our head under the table. It says you are a light that is set upon a hill that should not be hidden. You are the salt of the earth. You are the children of the Most High God. Today we can call the Almighty our Father. This is what resurrection has brought upon us. We have access to the very throne of God. Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will hear you and show you great and mighty things that you know not. That's a privilege we have today. I'm so glad I belong to Jesus. I belong. Sing it to him. I belong to the Lord. I'm so glad I belong to Jesus. I belong to Jesus. I belong to. Finally, look at verse 18. It says, then they also which are falling asleep in Christ are perished. But hallelujah, there is hope for those who have died, those who have gone ahead of us. Why? Because of resurrection. I'm looking forward to seeing my twin sister. All our loved ones that have gone, they are not perished. They are living in Christ. What a hope. What a blessing. What a privilege that we will see them again. And that even if the Lord will permit that we die today, it will not be the end of us. What a hope, what a joy, what a blessing of resurrection. And because Christ is raised, those who have fallen asleep in Christ, those who have died in faith, have not perished. They are alive. They live forever. It says, those that believe in me should not perish, but have what? Eternal life. They live the way Christ lives. And they will one day enter into the joy of their master. This is the blessing of resurrection morning. So I want us to rejoice this morning. Let's rejoice in our God. Let's be grateful in our God and in our Lord who gave himself and died and by the power of God's eternal spirit was raised from the dead after 3 days that we might be justified so that we no longer live in our sins. We are now free to worship and to serve our God without fear. In holiness and righteousness all through eternity. Hallelujah. Jesus indeed is risen. And this morning, there is no better time for us to celebrate the Lord's table than this morning. In the next few minutes, I'm going to be asking them, please, yes, let it come. Let's distribute the